Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one, smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
What is up, sports fans? No Luke Anderson again today. Second day of the sales retreat. He is out with the rest of them having fun, probably watching the Seattle Mariners right now tied with the Detroit Tigers in Game 4 of the ALDS, trying to get to the ALCS. It's been a day. I am in my feels. I said this yesterday, probably no better time for me to be hosting a show than when the Mariners, who are never in the playoffs, are now in the divisional round and actually could punch their ticket to the championship series, but not a great fifth inning. And we'll get into all of that and a bunch of Blazers preseason stuff and some Bill Belichick talk. But first, I would be remiss if we did not check in with the most important person on the program. That would be one Jeff Rust. Rusty, happy hump day, my friend.
Yeah.
It's not so happy for me at the moment, but
it started out great.
Yeah, I was screaming pretty loud out there. I for the RBI double from Cal Raleigh down the right field line to give the Mariners at the time a 2-0 lead. Yeah, that had me very excited.
I think that one made it three, didn't it?
No, you're right. That did make it three. But then what? An inning and a half later, I'm in my feels. The Detroit Tigers had a crazy fifth inning, and now it is 3-3. But yes. It is good to be here with you, my friend.
It's great to be here with you.
Hell
let's
yeah.
do this.
Let's do it.
Let's have ourselves a hell of a Wednesday happy hour.
Well, one thing that we did not do yesterday that I need to take care of today, some business on the program. And if you want to chime in, we can get to your comments, 503-864-6FAN or on the YouTube chat as well. We, of course, are all over the world on YouTube and Twitch and on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
I do
Odyssey
have to correct
app.
You quickly there, real quick. We're not currently on the Twitch. We have some network issues that we need to work through to get through to that. But anyway,
YouTube
still on the tube of yous.
Absolutely, the tube of yous. And congratulations, by the way, we got to announce the winner of the Week 5 Pick'em on Happy Hour. Did not have this info yesterday, and Luke actually sent me an email and then sent everyone an email. Said, don't blame Schultzy for not announcing the winner, but it is Carrie. Congratulations, Carrie with a K. You had the Jaguars winning over the Chiefs. That is what took you over.
Not even the resident Jags honk here had the Jaguars winning that game.
I know, Rusty. Where's your damn fandom, brother?
Well,
come
on.
I try
to be realistic. I'm not just a blind sycophant, you know what I mean? So,
Trevor Lawrence looks good. I mean, Duvall, yeah. Liam Cohen has...
Well, let's face it, it's their defense.
I was going to say, he has the defense rolling, which doesn't make sense.
For an offensive coach, yeah. But hey, look, if he can turn around, if he can get Trevor Lawrence playing the way he got Baker Mayfield to those couple years under him in Tampa.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Baker's an MVP candidate.
Ooh. Baker Mayfield is an MVP candidate.
Like, legit.
Man, it's not something I thought I'd be saying like 3 years ago.
No, I think lightning would have come down and struck me if I said that 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody would have believed it.
Well, I would assume Carey maybe felt like lightning struck him when he found out with the Jaguars win that he wins the pick'em. So congratulations, Carey. Let Luke know with the email that he sends out to everybody. If you want to call in, come in, or send your picks in for tomorrow's show, we'll figure it out. But congratulations to Carey and everybody else. Yes! Sorry, Mariners just got a base hit. There's two outs in the top of the six. Runners on first and second, and it looks like the Tigers left fielder trapped a ball off the grass by J.P. Crawford. He got Robles on second and J.P. on first. But yeah, congratulations to Carey. So we'll figure out how we can get you or your picks in in on the show tomorrow. And yeah, the new pick'em for next week is up. Some good ones this weekend, namely the Bears and Commanders. The points, I always love those picks when Luke puts those on there because it's just such a crapshoot. But one of these weeks, that point total is going to get somebody in this studio, Rusty. And I'm here for it. I like what Luke's doing here. And hell, either the Commanders or the Bears, that's the point total. They're the points for each team total that Luke is asking for. They could each score 40, man. They got prolific, fast quarterbacks that have arms. Mm-hmm. Like Caleb Williams Jaden Daniels, that's something I'm here for, and I'm excited to see what everybody picks. So
yeah, absolutely. It's always a good the pick'em's fun.
Yeah.
The pick, it's just fun. And even if you're not picking against the spread, it's still, and I tell you what, I don't think I got half of them right last week.
No, but it makes you feel smart, yeah. Right?
Right, sure.
One thing that I'm not sure is making me feel smart right now. Trust tree, let me make an admission really quickly.
Okay.
I dropped my entire Bovada betting account.
Oh, no.
On the Mariners winning today.
Ooh.
We're talking like, I mean, this isn't
so
much.
So you're sweating.
A little bit. It's like 65, 70 bucks. It's not like this crazy amount. I think, you know, for the Ducks going to the college football playoff last year, I had run it up throughout the season up to maybe $200-$400 and lost that all on Oregon losing to Ohio State in the quarterfinals. So I've experienced a much bigger loss than this. But, like you said about 20 minutes ago, I thought that the Mariners were sailing home, man. 3-0 lead.
Good.
It was looking great until Bryce Miller had some trouble. And that is where I think we can get to, Rust, with a Mariners edition of In Case You Missed It Once Again Today. No Luke Anderson. So you don't have a stand-up comedian in telling jokes. You've got me, diehard Mariners fan here, trying to give you the lowdown on what's been going on in Seattle, or technically in Detroit, the last couple of days. So we did, really quickly recapping Game 3. A huge, huge Mariners win over the Tigers to take a 2-1 series lead yesterday. 8-4 the win, thanks to contributions from just about everybody. J.P. Crawford went yard. Gino Suarez went yard. Cal Raleigh added a 2-run bomb in the 9th inning to thankfully add a little bit more of a buffer for the Mariners, because Detroit, once Caleb Ferguson came in for Seattle, Detroit was able to add a couple more runs, make it an 8-4 game. Munoz came in, shut the door, took him 9 pitches to get 3 outs. And everybody that is just blasting Dan Wilson for using Caleb Ferguson last night, guess what? You have a 7-run lead. You don't want to go to your closer in that situation. Playoffs or not, Dan Wilson is doing the right thing, trying to rest his biggest arms. He had already used Brash. Bizardo, what, are you going to go to Spire? No, he knew that he was going to need Gabe Spire today. So what do? You try to use one of your middle leverage relievers. I mean, if it were Ferguson, if it were Hancock, like, would it have mattered, guys? Dan Wilson was trying to save one of his arms. The pitcher came in. He did terribly. The other team's in the playoffs trying to hit the damn ball out of the ballpark, too. Okay, so let's stop giving Dan Wilson a bunch of crap for that decision. And I think it was rather easy for him to make that decision, because Logan Gilbert unexpectedly gave you 6 innings of 4-hit ball, 7 strikeouts yesterday, Rusty, to help the Mariners win that game. Mm-hmm. They looked like they were in control in multiple ways, my friend.
Yeah, it's great to see. Look, we'll get to this later on in the show, but today is also a very important anniversary of a very important Mariners milestone.
Oh, actually, you know what? Why don't we can do that right now.
You want to do that right
now? Yeah, it is the 30th anniversary of this historic Mariners play that I think most people agree that kept them in Seattle.
They would love a base hit into the gap, and they could win it with junior speed, the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on the line down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joy. Here is Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late.
The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship.
No. 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 Sorry to ruin that classic moment.
Martinez with a double.
My TV is behind yours.
At the kingdom.
Wow, that one was a no-doubter.
Well, they're going crazy now in Detroit at Comerica Park, because Riley Green, ladies and gentlemen, just hit a solo home run to right field off of Game Spire. Damn it.
You had to go ruin that happy moment, didn't you, Schulte?
This sucks. Yep, and Wilson is now going to the bullpen once again. I'm assuming he's going to go to Bizzardo, because at this point now, you are playing catch-up. Oh, my God. The Mariners had a 3-0 lead going into the fifth inning. Now, bottom six, Detroit has just taken the lead, 4-3. Riley Green, who hadn't done absolutely anything in this series.
Just did.
Just made his mark.
And the thing is you want to take this game four because guess who's coming in game five for Detroit?
Tarik Skubal.
That's right.
One of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, didn't he win some award or something last year?
Maybe a Cy Young.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah. Best ERA in the bigs a couple of years of his career so far. High strikeout guy, 100 miles an hour, and he can paint the corners. Yeah. I don't want them to have to see him. And actually, we were talking earlier, Jeff Rust, when the Mariners had a 3-0 lead. We were maybe worried that Detroit was going to bring Skubal in today as like a desperation option. My dad was even texting me. By the way, my dad is in the feels with me.
I bet.
Let me just read. What is happening to our pitching? Effing ugly inning. And we'll probably use Vargas with a poop emoji. Now we got Garver batting. Oh, thank God. Pinch hit Rayleigh for Garver. Strikeout Rayleigh. My dad is on the edge of his seat dying right now, and so am I. And I'm assuming so many Mariners fans out there are just like me as well. And Rusty, here is why.
At least you did get that Game 2 win over Skubal, so that helps. It gives you a little bit of confidence, but then also how confident are you to beat Tarik Skubal twice in one series?
I mean, the Mariners specifically...
But they did beat him a couple times this year, though, right?
They have owned him.
In the regular season.
Yes, and this game, and well, now in the postseason, too. And this game would be back at T-Mobile Park if the Mariners did lose this for a Game 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's obviously something that you're excited about. And I think winning at home in front of your fans would be special. But there's so much on the line today. And it's like, okay, they can lose. But I genuinely, Rusty, I did not come in expecting them to lose today. I thought the team vibes would be taking it. And hey, there's still 4 more innings or 3.5 more innings or whatever. But I'm not doing well. And Rusty, I guess one of the reasons that I hoped and thought that they would win today, well, the main reason being they need to. In a best of 5 series when it is tied at 1-1, the Game 3 winner, the Mariners, has gone on to take the series almost 72% of the time. And then as far as teams leading 2-1 into Game 4 on the road under this format, they have closed out the series in Game 4 almost 68% of the time. So this is just something that, okay, statistically, you expect the Mariners to be able to do this here. They have, I would say, and I don't think I'm being biased here, one of the best bullpens in baseball. Unfortunately, we've just seen, you know, some cracks showing. I'm not even sure necessarily in the pitchers themselves, but this is postseason baseball, man. Every pitch, Rust, we were talking about yesterday, every single at-bat, power on power, you've got the best on the best, and the game can change in a blink of an eye, and unfortunately in the...
And it did.
Yeah, last 20 blinks of an eye or so, it changed for the Mariners. Still, bottom six, no outs for Detroit. Right now, Spencer Torkelson up at the plate. We'll see if Detroit... Oh, God. And it looks like he just hit a fair ball down the left field line for a double.
Gosh, your TV is like 10 seconds ahead of mine.
Oh, sorry, Rusty. No, this just... All right. So, everybody out there that is hoping for a Mariners win, it ain't looking good right now. Bryce Miller came in, though, throwing some darts today, at least in the first 4 innings, man.
Yeah.
Coming in, he was 2-0 with 0 earned runs given up against the Tigers in his career. So not only, I think, did Dan Wilson feel comfortable because of the Mariners' 2-1 lead not going back to George Kirby or not going back to Castillo on short rest, he felt comfortable with Miller because he's owned Detroit. And postseason or not, this is an extra game, an extra chance for them to play with all the bullets in their gun like their season is on the line. Technically, it's not, but that's kind of the opportunity that Dan Wilson had today. Maybe blowing it right now, but that opportunity to come full strength at Detroit in a Game 4 was such a huge advantage, Rusty, but it looks like they're blowing it. Ugh.
Yeah, it's... Well, look, we still got a couple innings here, and there's still Game 5 tomorrow.
Friday.
Friday, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But yeah, so not all is lost.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's okay. Take a deep breath.
I can't.
Grab that inhaler.
I was all excited about, you know, celebrating the anniversary of that double, which to finish that, it did, of course, save baseball in Seattle. Edgar Martinez, the double down the line, the left field line to score Joey Cora and Ken Griffey Jr. to beat the Yankees in the 1995 ALCS. What a special year that was, of course.
It was to send them to the ALCS.
Oh, it was the DS that sent them to the CS that they eventually lost, excuse me. I just want to make them a World Series team, but it's never going to happen. But that was a special year because, oh my God, are they going to score another one? Yep. Detroit leads 5-0. The Mariners did, in that year, come back from a near 20-game deficit to the Angels, won the AL West in a one-game playoff on the final day of the regular season, and it was electric the whole way. A guy named Bob Walcott, who hadn't pitched all year for the Mariners, came in, threw like 5 or 6 innings in a start, and helped them. It was the crazy Luis Soho ball under a bench, rounding the bases like a Little League home run to that win. Just a crazy game against the Angels, and of course, a great season overall as well that literally saved baseball in Seattle. The legislation was happening in the courts at the time that the Mariners playoffs were going on. So, yeah, very special double, very cool moment to remember. And I was hoping, man, 30 years later, that they would be celebrating something else. But we will continue to follow what is going on with the Seattle Mariners. I am in my feels. I am in my emotions, folks. They are down 5-3 right now to the Tigers. Still no outs. They have not, Rusty, we have been on the air now for 14 minutes. They have not gotten a single out since I got on the air. Okay, guys, I'm out. Bye. We're done. But I need to get off the air, apparently, because they don't get outs when I'm on. What the hell?
Well, let's go to break then, see if that helps.
Yeah, let's go to break. We'll see if that helps. We'll come back, and we'll switch gears to the Daily Buzz. It's Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
All right, really quickly, Mariners still down. Two outs now in the bottom of the sixth. They picked off a runner at first, Zach McKinstry. Nice move by Bizzardo, confirmed by replay, but looks like they just got another runner on with a double. So bottom six, two outs. Mariners down to the Tigers, 5-3. See if they can play some comeback ball with their final nine outs at the plate. Some other stuff going around, though. Kind of start locally once again and then kind of go further out from around the city of Portland. But if you are in Blazerland or if you've been watching basketball the last few days, you know the preseason is going on. And that starts up tonight for your Portland Trailblazers. The Blazers get going against the Golden State Warriors. I believe it is down in San Francisco. Yeah, at the Chase Center. Some of these games, they end up being at like, you know, weird, like, it's like a college football opener. You know, they'll like do like a neutral site game, or they'll do, oh my God. All right, another two-run home run from Detroit. This one by Javi Baez. It is now 7-3. I will not swear. I will not swear. I will not swear.
I swear I will not swear.
I swear I will not say the F word. I just get a text from my dad that says game over. Oof. Hopefully not.
That's rough.
Yeah. And I see Jake in the window, man. He's like checking on me, like our social guy, Jake. He's like, you okay? No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not.
We don't have anything sharp in there, right?
I don't see any. No, there's scissors, but I'm good. I'm good. Okay. I want to live, man. I just want the Mariners to win, damn it. Back to your Blazers, of course. 7 o'clock tip tonight. It is on NBA TV as well as Blazers Vision. Robert Williams.
Well, I think though that means that typically the NBA TV broadcast, I believe, will be blacked out though locally.
Is that still a thing?
I believe it is.
Okay, man,
so it is on the KUNP, which is 2.2 on your antenna, or Xfinity Channel 302. So you can at least go and get yourself an antenna if you don't already have one. I remember last year when the team, they were giving away a bunch of them. That's how I got mine. So yeah. I got myself a free HDTV antenna. But they're not bad. It's, you know, depending on where you go, maybe 20-ish bucks or so, which is, you know.
Well, thank you for clearing that up, Rusty, because I the whole Blazers, like, where are they on TV debate, the fact that it's still kind of marching on, like, right. You had to clear that up for me now, season two of them doing this, it's a mess.
And most of the state can watch it in some form or fashion. I know last year it was, like, Deschutes County or something was the one place where maybe you couldn't get it on because of cable or YouTube or whatever issues.
Exactly.
But yeah, so.
But the Blazers Vision Channel is on Xfinity. It's on all the satellite feeds as well. Mm-hmm. One thing Blazers news-wise coming out in the last couple of days we were not able to get to on the time leading up to their preseason tip, one Shaedon Sharpe. So he is in the final year of his contract, at least restricted free agency-wise, and a lot of people have been talking what amount of money he's going to get. Well, we heard in the last 48 hours that the Blazers might have thrown him a four-year, $90 million offer, and Shaedon Sharpe's camp kind of put their noses up at that a little bit, and they are looking for something more in the $100 range. Now, is the Blazers offer a little bit of it? Is it a low ball? I would say so. Shaedon averaged 18.5 last year. He's not a perfect player, but
yeah,
when he hits long range shots, he's pretty lethal. I mean, does he defend? No, but he's shown flashes on the defense.
Who does on this?
On the Blazers. Well, I guess with Chauncey now. Donovan Clingan, woohoo, and maybe Young Hanson. And Timani Kamara, obviously. I'd be remiss. And I'd say Denny Avdija has brought a little bit of effort on the defensive end, but Shaden's not really one that we expect that from.
Just show some effort. Show some effort on it. And that's one thing that has been lacking from several Blazers players over the years is they just look disinterested on defense. Just, I don't care if you're not good at it, but just show that you're trying.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Well, seems like at least in negotiations, fans are saying that they're not trying either because a lot of the detractors against the Blazers, in their opinions, lowball offer on social media, pointing out that, hey, he's highly athletic, could create his own offense. He hasn't hit a high percentage of threes, but his shooting release looks good. It's a good form. He can hit threes. We're just kind of waiting for all of that to come to fruition. And in my opinion, if you can give Anthony Simons $25-plus million, you can give Shaedon Sharpe $25 million. See, it's not hard.
That was going to be my point. Well, first off is that from the team standpoint, you never come out with your highest best offer, right? You're going to go throw something out there and see if they bite and see if they take it. And that's what starts the negotiation. That's why it's called a negotiation. Now, look, yeah, is it fair to assume that Sharpe deserves the same or more 4 years and $100 million that they gave Anthony Simons? I have a hard time arguing against that. You know what I mean? Because Ant was one thing. He was a shooter, and that was about it as well. That was it, you know. But so now with him out of town and out of the rotation, we should feature Shaedon Sharpe some more this year. And so we saw his, I think he said 18 or so points last
18
year.
18.5, yeah.
Look, we get that up to 21, 22, 23, and that 4 years and 90 becomes a bargain. But I see why he's balking at that initial offer.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, you would expect the point production is fine. I think it's just like the ancillary parts of his game that the Blazers are maybe concerned about. And it's interesting. Good point you bring up, Rusty. Are they just starting the negotiations low, or they really think, hey, maybe $90 million is actually where we're at with you, and that's what it is? Mm-hmm. I've seen the Blazers screw up negotiations before, and I just don't really know.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think Danny Murray. No, shocking. Trading Dame. What? They brought him back, okay? But I would wonder if they are going. I think Danny Morang would know this more than anybody here at 105.1 The Fan. If they're going, you know, to Shaedon saying, like, this is our top dollar, or if they're just starting at a negotiation point. So we'll see what develops with that. If Shaedon will sign a deal before his restricted free agency begins at the end of this season, and we'll see how the Blazers do tonight in their preseason tip-off against the Golden State Warriors. Golden State, a 7.5-point favorite if you want to be a total degenerate and bet that one.
Total degenerate is right, because I don't understand. Look, I'm not a betting man anyway. I don't like, I one time did a what was it called? The Sports Action back in the Dizay. I one time did a sports action ticket. That's it. That has been the extent of my sports gambling my entire life. But I don't see how you can go and try to bet on NFL preseason, NBA preseason.
You're sick.
Exactly. Because you don't know. And it's like I said in some of my updates today, it's been Chauncey has said that he's going to tinker around with different starting lineups throughout the preseason. Now, there's only four preseason games, so that can produce four different starting lineups.
Yeah.
But, yeah, why would you want to go try to bet on this? Like, you might as well just wipe your ass with that $20 bill.
That's a good point.
That's the way I feel it.
Well,
and plus, I've got too many other vices to spend money on.
I'll never forget. There was I think it was a tweet like 4 years ago when Dame still played for the Blazers before the Bucks trade. And it was lamenting at Dame about his performance in the preseason game because the bettor lost $1,000 on the Blazers. And Dame actually responded to him and he's like, "It's preseason, bruh."
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's preseason, bruh.
That's your
response.
Own damn fault. Why are you betting $1,000 on a preseason game?
So here's what else is happening around the world of sports. Let's see here. Game 3 yesterday between the ALDS, Toronto and New York, or between Toronto and New York, mm-hmm. was an absolute crazy one. We all thought that the Blue Jays were going to take it, but wow. Lo and behold, even after a Vladdy Guerrero home run, even after Schneider getting on a couple of times and being hit in, Santander had a couple of hits. It looked like they were on it one more time, but the Yankees come back. Aaron Judge has his postseason moment, a 3-run bomb off the foul pole, and the Yankees come back to win 9-6. And that, of course, leads into today's full slate on the baseball schedule. All the DS games in action right now. Of course, your Mariners losing to the Tigers 7-3, top 7, and just getting going over in Chicago. The Cubbies fighting for their lives right now in game 3 of that NLDS against the Milwaukee Brewers. That one is tied at 1 each. Let's see so far. Yeah, it looks like Sal Frelick has an RBI, Christian Yelich a double for Milwaukee, and Michael Busch the solo home run, the one run on the board for the Cubs. Cubbies have not looked good this postseason, brother. Not at all.
Yeah, well, you know what? F them Cubs.
I was kind of hoping for a Cubs
Mariners
World Series.
That's my analysis there, but you know.
That's good analysis, brother.
Hey, you know what? Let's go with we know what I'm pulling for? I want a good old throwback to what should have been perhaps matchups in the old 70s. Give me the Mariners and the Brewers, because the Brewers are who the Seattle Pilots were from the 1970 season for one season, and then they moved to Milwaukee and became the Brewers.
Yes, the Seattle Pilots.
And so then perhaps the Mariners can go and beat Bud Selig's team.
And history, right? Yeah, no, the Mariners, one season in Seattle as the Pilots, technically, and then became the Milwaukee Brewers. So fast was the ship off from Seattle to Milwaukee. You go look at these jerseys from 1970, they use the same exact ones the Pilots are wearing. They just took the Pilots, like, moniker off and then stitched Brewers over it. And that is why you go back and look at the old colors for the Brewers, that glove that's yellow on the blue hat. They use those because they were the same blue and yellow that the Mariners tried and the background on the hat were. So pretty crazy there. And then the Yankees, of course, trying to get another win against the Blue Jays this afternoon. Cam Schlittler on the bump versus Lewis Varland. I'm so glad I said that correctly.
Yeah, that's one you always got to be careful to enunciate clearly.
Yeah, I will.
Schlittler.
And then the Dodgers for the nightcap hosting the Phillies, trying to punch their ticket to the NLCS. It is Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Aaron Nola on the bump for that one. 6:08 first pitch. That one is on TBS and HBO Max. And you can catch all these, if I'm not mistaken, Russ, over on 910 ESPN Portland.
The one that just started, Cubbies there. That one is not on because they're currently carrying the... Oh, goodness. Well, anyway, I had it in my updates. We're moving over to something once the Mariners game is done. It might be the Cubbies.
One other thing that happened yesterday, the NHL started.
Yeah.
Do you care?
No.
Nope, neither do I.
Not
awesome. Not
bit.
Even a
Sorry.
Little.
I don't care.
That's and okay, I will not apologize for it. I just, hockey's not my thing. Sorry. Same for you, Timbers fans.
Tigers hit another home run. Kleber Torres.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's game's over. They got to go back to Seattle for game 5. This sucks. 8-3 lead now for the Tigers. Detroit fans freaking out, as they should be. F. Well, they bring Vargas in. What do you expect? He was the one that gave it up in game one. I think now Carlos Vargas is off the ALCF's roster after these two performances. I'm sorry. Yeah, take him off, man. I know that he was one of your higher leverage relievers in the regular season, but it ain't working. Get him out. What does Trump say? Get him out. Something like that. So, yeah, nobody cared about the NHL, at least other than Souk and maybe one other person at this station. But right. One big piece of news that will end.
Blue Line Brandon.
Too. Oh, of course.
We can't forget about Blue Line Brandon.
Forget about Blue Line Brandon, ready to break down all the box scores, who the triple stars were, like all that crap that I don't know about hockey. Yeah, I'm sure he was watching with bated breath. All right, last bit of news that we got to get to before we move to the George McCoy Orin Allen Sports Desk. The transfer portal window in college football. This is a big story. Moving from December now into January, not starting until January 2nd, which is notable, Rusty, because it's not during bowl season. Now you won't have players skipping out on their teams. It will literally start.
But it's in the playoffs.
But instead of, you know, Rutgers or Texas A&M or, you know, like FIU losing their best players for their bowl game, now they are not able to leave until January 2nd, which it is during the playoffs, but it's the day after the quarterfinals of the college football playoff, Rusty. So essentially it's...
Because, yes, the national championship game will be played Monday, January 19th.
Yes. So essentially you are assuming that the best teams are going to have their rosters lined up and they're not really concerned about losing guys to an eventual transfer portal. It's going to hurt the teams that are struggling, trying to build. An Oregon State, for instance, as an example, maybe a Washington State, or even like Jake Dickert, who called Oregon State a Power 4 program today and helped them out.
How much would Penn State love to have Bo Prabula back?
That's a good point.
Year.
Yeah.
You know?
And this would make that a little bit more possible. So, yeah, this was a very, very big bit of news that came down yesterday to finish out the Daily Buzz. College football players now only have the option to transfer after the quarterfinals of the college football playoffs wrap up. Thank God. All right, Rusty, let's move on, get to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk and see what we missed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday on the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. Time for The Subtext. We've got the clips, but what were they really saying? Let's listen in. Let's listen in.
Let's listen in.
Let's listen in.
Let's listen in.
This is actually a really cool one. I got to set it up, though. In the Mariners' win in Game 3 over the Detroit Tigers, 8-4, the final. There was a very special Seattle Mariners fan in the crowd, of course, made the trip to Detroit. And that would be the Dump 61 Here guy. Unbelievable story yesterday. There was a Mariners fan that showed up wearing a long-sleeved green shirt that said Dump 61 Here, trying to catch Cal Raleigh's 61st home run. Well, Cal Raleigh did hit a homer last night in the top of the ninth inning, right in front of this guy in left field where he was sitting. It bounced into the bullpen, right into this man's hands. And unbelievably, he was the one that caught Cal Raleigh's Big Dumper's 61st home run. We've got his interview with all the media after, and just to kind of break down the subtext and, you know, what that means being a part of that moment. This is just a crazy one, Rusty.
First off, actually, name and where you're from and all that stuff.
I'm Jameson Turner. I live in Las Vegas now. I was born in Longview, Washington. Went to Auburn High School.
Okay, Trojans. Very nice.
I've been in Vegas for 25 years.
Okay, tell us about the shirt and just how you came with
this
design.
Well, I made the shirt, and and the number 62 for after I catch the 61. I made it last week because I went to the final regular season game in Seattle, and this is just overwhelming. So I decided to fly out here and see if I could give one more shot, and it's unbelievable.
Take me through the home run, and then after the home run.
I told the lady next to me, I said, okay, this is my shot. He's going to hit me a home run right now. And it landed in the bullpen and bounced right up to me. I caught it in my glove, so it's like I'm still in shock right now.
So you had these custom made?
I made them myself.
You made them yourself?
Got the cricket machine and made it at home.
Gotcha. Looked like the bullpen reacted. They realized what had happened. Did you have any interaction?
Yeah, they were loving it. They were just all giving me thumbs up like they couldn't believe it either. It's just
you're obviously the first row of left field, which required a lot of power to go opposite.
Yeah.
Field. Did you think it was going to happen, or were you pretty surprised by that?
I was very surprised because when I went to Seattle, I got a ticket in right field thinking I'd have a better shot, especially when you bat left. But I found the first row there right behind the bullpen. I'm like, okay, well, maybe he'll just knock a miracle one back there. And I guess that's what happened.
Man, that is the most serendipitous story I think I could possibly remember. And baseball's weird. Like, baseball is wacky, and you can have some really fun things, some really odd things. How perfect is this, where Cal Raleigh hits the home run right to him, bounces in the Mariners' bullpen into his arms, and then in this clip that we were just playing, he actually had a Dump Here 62 shirt on.
Yes, underneath.
It's because right after he caught 61 on camera, on national television, he pulled the sweatshirt off to reveal Dump 62 here. Just an unbelievable story. I think he said his name was Jameson. So Jameson, man, what a cool Mariners fan. He flew, I don't know if you heard what he said, he flew to Seattle for the final day of the regular season.
Yeah, because he lives in Vegas now, but he grew up in,
Auburn? Auburn or Longview?
I think he went
to
Auburn High School.
Auburn High School in Longview or something like he was
Longview.
In,
yes, he said he was from Longview.
He was a Washington kid, so he grew up a diehard Mariners fan, and he has now made the trip to two different games trying to catch Cal's 61st. And wow, that just added to the magic last night.
Yeah, well, look, in full disclosure here, I didn't catch the end of that game, so I didn't know that he actually was the one that got it.
Isn't that's which, couldn't write it any more perfect?
Well,
it's like,
no, and the thing
God?
Is, you couldn't, because if you tried to write that into a movie, the execs would be like, "No, this is stupid. You can't do this. This is nobody's going to buy this."
Speaking of execs putting it into a movie, could you even shoot that like without 70 takes of bouncing the ball perfectly? Like
exactly
how that happened, and it just ended up so magical. I, it's just one of those things, man. Baseball's special, and it's wacky. It's really cool, and that's at least something else that we can kind of celebrate today's Mariners fans, as we are still watching this 8-3 beatdown in Game 4.
And it seems like somehow, I don't know how it is, but it's always Major League Baseball that has like those kind of magical moments that you can't really write.
Yeah,
like you don't see that much in the NBA. You don't see that much in the NFL. But like baseball, for some reason, they just have the special moments.
You think of like the helmet catch by David Tyree, you know, what, decade and a half ago, like in the Super Bowl for the Giants. Yeah, those kinds of moments. Yeah. Anything Pat Mahomes has done. Yeah, there's very special things, but it's just, yeah, it's so much fewer and far between as opposed to baseball. It's not like this magical, like every day, but you hear about cool things. And yeah, that's just something we had to highlight today, man. Dump 61 here. The guy wearing
and
that shirt
did.
Caught number 61, and he got to keep the ball as well as get an autographed bat from Cal Raleigh meeting him after the game. So pretty special night for all Mariners fans around.
I think he had a good time.
I think he had a great time. Yeah. He is at the game today, hoping to catch Cal's 62nd, but not looking very likely. Once again, Mariners losing 8-3, bottom eight. Just three more outs to try and get five runs
on
the board.
Let's just look forward to Friday.
Yeah, well, we'll just look forward to Friday.
Keep those fingers crossed. Maybe you can beat Tarek Skubal again.
And George Kirby will probably be back on the mound since he has been the best Mariners pitcher at home in the month of September up to this point. All right, let's wrap it up and crack one open for the road coming up next on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far?
Wicked woman, cool games, and misters. You got a cool spell on me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
All right, I'm proud of myself. I haven't said any bad words on the air. No dump buttons used today by Jeff Frost.
I know, right? Let's knock on wood, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any reason. The Mariners are done for today. Like, yeah.
Well, that gives you all the more reason to have to, you know, to really... Like Kramer said in that one episode where he had the his mouth was all numb from the Novocaine, I really let the expletives fly.
Exactly. Do we have any texts or YouTube chats? Anybody yakking at us with anything, Rusty?
We did apparently have one omission when we were talking about the Blazers and not playing defense. We mentioned Tumani Kamara as a good defensive guy. Of course, we also forgot about old Bobby Williams, if he can get on the court. But Randy Henninger on the YouTube chat points out Drew Holiday does actually defend and defend well.
Absolutely. But apparently Shaden's been cooking him in camp, according to Casey Holdall of Blazers.com.
Well, so then maybe that's why you give Shaden more than 4 years and $90 million.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. Rufio also chiming in. He's giving me some good material. On this day in history, 1871, the Great Chicago Fire.
Like, oh, the Chicago. Oh, yes.
The
duh.
Great Chicago Fire.
Dude,
yes.
I legit
that, like,
for a second.
Burned down the whole city.
I thought you were talking about a soccer team for a second.
Yeah, no.
My bad.
No, you're... That's not terribly off point.
Just got the Portland Fire here for the WNBA. So.
Happy 82nd.
That is awful, though.
Right? Happy 82nd birthday to R.L. Stine, ye of the Goosebumps book series. Yes. Also, Sigourney Weaver is 76 today.
She was a hot.
And Matt Damon is 55 today.
Matt Damon.
And we have a famous death in 1793. John, don't call me Herbie Hancock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not before my time. Know who he is, obviously. Yeah. Big star, but weird. Weird to remember.
1793, that. Yes. Before all of our times, actually. Weirdly enough.
That's the joke. Big star. Yeah. 1790s famous guy, right?
But Herbie. Hey. Dude could... He could tickle those ivories.
Oh, my God. You know what, Rusty? Thank you for the uplifting jokes. I need them. The Mariners are still getting just blasted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this stinks. Looks like they pulled Vargas. I was kind of hoping Dan Wilson would just let Vargas wear it the rest of the game, but they put Luke Jackson in because Vargas can't stop giving up hits. Yeah, like I said, take him off the roster. Well, if
okay.
They make
I
the
think
ALCS,
old Oregon guard
no
Luke Jackson couldn't play any defense either, so...
Yeah, not Oregon's Luke Jackson, but this pitcher was on the Braves during their World Series run in 2021. All right, Rusty, are we ready for one for the road, sir?
You bet your sweet bippy we are.
One for the road!
Fitting with the segment title, One for the Road, sounds like University of North Carolina head football coach Bill Belichick might be getting one for the road from the university very soon. Not only have we heard this week that they have scrapped plans with Hulu for a documentary following the football program, but just coming out in the last probably 18 to 24 hours and actually continuing to come out with new bits of news like every 30
recently,
minutes, Rusty. Yeah.
Yes.
This started from a report, according to Andrew Jones of 24/7 Sports, a potential exit strategy discussion has started at the university over Belichick's future as head coach of the program amid the 2-3 start. He noted, while those discussions may not result in Belichick being ousted, preliminary convos about the possibility of the Tar Heels parting ways with the longtime Patriots head coach remain on the table. And then it came out within an hour of that, Rusty, that apparently, according to multiple sources, Bill Belichick himself is having, or at least exploring willingness to trigger his own buyout if he can find a soft landing spot with another team. Or back in the media, Bill Belichick wants one for the road.
Yeah, so here's what I'm curious about, because I wasn't sure from the wording of that tweet that we saw of triggering his own $1 million buyout. Does that mean that he is going to pay the school $1 million to leave if he does it of his own volition?
I think so, because we've been looking at what the actual buyout for Bill Belichick is, and I think that there's... an agreement that if you're fired without cause, you essentially are still having to be paid out some of that contract.
Mm-hmm.
You can be fired.
Buyout is somewhere in the neighborhood of $20
million. Yeah, exactly. And if they were trying to get out of like a buyout like that, maybe they would look for a reason with cause. And yeah, we're hearing $20 to $30 million. So I would say that North Carolina is probably looking for reasons. Rusty, you mentioned off the air some possible dealings from parents getting like either special treatment or passes to certain events or something like that.
I think it was a wide receivers coach that was suspended for providing improper benefits to like players' families, and those were in the form of on-field passes during a game. So that could be something that could trigger UNC not having to pay the buyout if they decide to fire him. I mean, I'm sure they're doing their due diligence on that, but you know, certain, yeah, if you're doing, you know, improper benefits, then that would be something where you could get fired for cause and not just for performance.
Yeah. Look, we all know how this is going to end, right? Bill Belichick, I would say by Halloween, he'll probably no longer be the coach at University of North Carolina.
I feel like, now listen, I've already noted that I am not a betting man, but that would be something that I would think about putting money on.
yeah, I would love to see the lines on that. I think on primetime yesterday, they were going over the next head coach to be fired in college football, and Belichick wasn't even on the list. I would assume that is changing today, although is betting on somebody being fired still pay out when they step down? I guess that's the question, because right now, I think there's some insiders that possibly know, at least in the betting world, that Bill Belichick is looking at stepping down, and now we're seeing those reports coming out today.
So how do you look at that for a betting ticket in terms of verbiage?
-20,000 Belichick to leave.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah, is it just strictly fired versus no longer the coach?
I would love to see that. I think they have to be fired. Those sports books are very specific. We're going to see what happens. But, yeah, Belichick will be gone. It's just a matter of how. That's going to do it for Happy Hour. Thank you so much, Luke. Thank you so much, Dusty and Rusty as well. Coming up next, primetime, Isaac and Suk delivering you 4 hours of power from their mouth to your ears right here on 105.1 The Fan. Have a great rest of your hump day, everybody. Go Mariners.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.